All right, everybody. Welcome to the Nobody Cares Anthony podcast. We're kind of switching it up today a little bit, doing a solo version of the podcast. It's just me. Got my producers here with me, Josh and Flick, but we're doing a solo version. Not to say that this is how we're going to do it every week. I think I'm going to turn it into more of a guest-oriented show. We got a cool guest coming up within the next couple of weeks, Maureen Hancock. She is a very well-known medium. Very excited about that one. But for today, it's just going to be me. Sorry. You know, Packy's at work, I think. We love him. Shout out to Packy. But today, it's just going to be me. You know, I got a couple things that I want to talk about today. I try not to, like, pre-plan these things too much and just look for, like, clip bait and stuff like that. I want it to be sort of like a natural conversation between me and whoever's, you know, on the other end of the screen watching. I wanted to talk a little bit about mental health today because I kind of have had mixed feelings about talking about it, even though I have in the past, you know what I mean? Because I always felt like, you know, it's like there's so many people talking about it nowadays, and it's like, are people talking about it to gather attention? Are they talking about it to make excuses, to get more views? Like, but I really need to stop caring about what people think. I was thinking about it the other day. It's like, you know, your pride or ego or whatever doesn't want you to admit that you care about what people think. I don't care about what people think of me. I don't give a crap. But I do care. And I need to, you know, start to learn to shift away from caring so much. And then I was like thinking about it, and I was like, who am I so concerned about? Because it's not the people that matter. It's not my mother, my father, my sister, close friends. Like, I don't really care what they think, like in a sense of like, I could talk about anything to them, you know? And so it's like, who am I afraid of talking about certain things in front of? You know what I mean? Is it my audience? Is it the people that follow me? And I thought about it. It's like, it's all the acquaintances in my life. It's all the people that I've met over the years that I'm not really friends with, but that know me, you know, different social circles I've been in that like maybe could talk about me behind my back, but it's not anybody really close to me. So it's like a backwards way of thinking. It's like, why do I really even care about what those people think? Those are the people that I'm like worried about, you know, saying certain stuff. It's like, who gives a crap about those people? Because at the end of the day, like, they're not going to be around 50 years from now, 40 years from now. So I need to learn to, you know, care a little bit less about what those people think. You know, obviously I care about what the people that are important to me think. And it translates directly to my content because it's like, you know, I'm afraid to try new things and diversify my content and do different, you know, skits, comedic things, talk about mental health, whatever it is, and just stay in the lane that I'm in because that's what people like. That's what gets the most views. And, you know, I looked at, like, why am I so afraid to diversify my content and try different things and say certain things? And it's because I care about what people think too much. And that's a tough thing to admit. You know, I've always wanted to be the type of person that's just wild and carefree. And I don't care what people have to say about me. I'm going to do what that's not the case. I do care. It's time to stop caring so much. And, you know, shout out to my sister, Lauren, by the way. A couple of weeks ago, her and I got into a little tiff, a little argument. I kind of lashed out at her a little bit because she loves to give me unsolicited advice. She's always up my ass about health, physical health, mental health, stuff I should be doing, et cetera, et cetera. And I got pissed at her where I was like, stop, you know, always give me unsolicited advice. If I come to you for help, that's one thing. But just out of the blue, like, can we just have a normal conversation? And then I sat with it and I thought about it and it was like, why did I get so mad at her? It's because the unsolicited advice she's given me is the truth. It's because everything she's telling me is stuff that I'm either already thinking or stuff that I agree with and know that I should be doing and I'm not doing, and then I get mad at her for calling me out on it. And that's not fair. So, Lauren, I'm issuing you a public apology. I love you very much. Keep the unsolicited advice coming because I need it. because I started taking some of her unsolicited advice, and guess what? It helped. One of the things that I started doing was these mental health walks. You guys are going to start to see a series of me kind of going on rants while I'm doing this walk. And I used to look at people that were walking, right? When I'm driving around town, whatever, you see people walking. And I'd always be like, why are you walking? Shouldn't you be jogging or running? Like, you're not going to lose weight. You're not going to get healthy from walking. You need to put a little pep in your step, don't you? And then I realized that, like, you know, yes, walking is healthy, but I'm sure a lot more people do it for the mental health aspects. Like, starting your day with a walk is a game changer. It helps more than anything that, you know, I would do in the past, like coffee or whatever it is. So I felt great after, and I definitely want to start making that a routine of mine and, you know, start taking more advice from people, because I have been struggling this last year. It's been really difficult, and I've been in a dark place, and, you know, I'm not going to be so shy about talking about that so much. You know, I would get advice from people where it's like, don't talk about it until you find a solution. Nobody wants to hear that shit. So many people are talking about mental health for attention, ba 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 ba. And it's like, shut up. You stop listening to other people so much when it comes to like that sort of stuff, and listen to myself more. You know, it is important for me to talk about that sort of stuff because it could help people. You know, I posted about my morning walk series, and some of the comments were like, thanks, I needed that. You know what I mean? Maybe I'm going to start going on a morning walk. And it's like, oh, I helped a couple people today. That's pretty cool. And so, you know, I went through a lot for a long time in my life, you know, from the age of 15, or even before that. And it was very chaotic. And I started to turn things around a few years ago and live a more productive life and be more responsible and not have such a chaotic life. And then a wave of depression came over me, and it didn't go away. And I thought, you know, maybe it's, you know, seasonal. It's the winter time. And then the weather started getting nicer, and I felt just as terrible as I did in the winter. So I was like, oh, shit, maybe it's not seasonal. This kind of sucks. And it's been brutal. Like, I can't even really put it into words how it feels. People from the outside looking in, you look at somebody, oh, he's got 750,000 followers on Instagram. He's, none of that matters. Still feel like shit. You know, I've been very lonely and isolative. Is that a word? Isolative? Isolating. And, It's been very tough for me to break out of that. And then I was doing some research on it, and you know, I struggle with ADHD, and so I've been trying to focus on things that I can do to combat that, and it's been working. And I can feel myself turning the corner, and I'm excited about what the future is going to bring if I can break through this wall. And hopefully along this journey, I can help some people break through their own wall, you know, with me. And, yeah, I mean, it's tough. It's tough too, because, you know, thank God for having a son, because he saves me from, you know, being a total idiot on the internet and kind of checking myself a little bit, because, you know, I got to be careful of what I put out into the world. And I thought to myself, like, oh, maybe I shouldn't be talking about mental health so much, you know, because I don't want anybody to see it and then it get back to him. And then I have to, but it's like, it's important. Everybody has their battles in one way or another. You know what I mean? I'm not special or like, you know, part of this small group of people that struggle with mental health. Everybody struggles in their own way at some point in their life. And if you don't, I feel sorry for you, because through my struggles and everything that I've gone through, it taught me a lot about myself. It taught me a lot about life, and it makes the highs feel even better, you know, because I've experienced lows. I know what feeling like shit feels like. And, yeah, kind of going off on a tangent right now, you know, using my platform in this podcast as a way to vent. And yeah, so I'll be touching more, you know, on that subject more often, and bringing you guys along for that ride. And, you know, I hope maybe through that I can maybe help somebody. Yeah, so I just wanted to kind of get that out of the way. Felt good to get that off my chest. Another thing I wanted to get off my chest is the elections are coming up right around the corner. And if you're somebody that is on the internet as much as I am, scrolling around, looking at videos, reading stuff, posting stuff, election time is a wild time on the internet. And I have a message for everybody that gets like so bent out of shape about politics and you lash out at other people and, you know, try to force people to have your view and disagree in such a gross way. Nobody gives a fuck what you think about politics. Nobody cares at the end of the day. It's like important to think about that stuff and vote and be passionate about certain policies. I'm not saying don't give a fuck about that. I'm just saying about the people that are so aggressive and like hate people because of their views on politics. And, you know, you got people that aren't showing up to Thanksgiving because Auntie Carol's a Trump supporter and you're a Democrat. So you're not going to Thanksgiving anymore. I think it's ridiculous how combative we get over the politics. We need to chill the fuck out a little bit. And I don't think anybody's ever convinced anybody on the other side of the aisle with anger and like talking shit online and getting so aggressive and so bent out of shape about it. So what are you really doing by getting bent out of shape about it? You just want people to kind of that already have your views to kind of gang up with you and be like, yeah, I agree. Let's I just don't understand it. So my advice for everybody in this coming election, just chill the fuck out. Just chill out. Be passionate. Be aware. Do your research. You know what I mean? Debate healthy. But as far as getting like really fired up about it, you look weird. You look like a fucking weirdo when you do that. You look strange. If you talk about politics, cool. But if you talk about politics in a certain way, you look like a weirdo. So I just wanted to go on that little spiel and get that out of the way. And on a more serious note, and I know that most people that follow me because of my comedic content. And then they come and listen to the podcast, and all of a sudden I'm talking about mental health, politics, and this next subject I'm about to hit on. And maybe they're like, what the hell? I thought, you know, this guy's supposed to be funny, and now what are we doing here? Just read your silly signs, and let's go. Let's move on with all the serious stuff. But there's more to me than just the comedy stuff. We're obviously going to have some comedic moments on the podcast, but I just can't sit here and be funny for an hour and a half. You know what I mean? But one thing that I wanted to talk about on a serious note is, you know, we had another school shooting in the country, and my thoughts and prayers go out to anybody that's ever been affected by that. And it is gut-wrenching. But I was thinking about it because, you know, when that sort of stuff happens and it's not close to you, like it didn't happen in my community, it happened states away, and you know what I mean? You start to think about, like, what can we really do as a country to help stop that? You know what I mean? And, like, why are we the only country that has school shootings? Granted, other countries have, like, bombs blowing up hospitals, so it's like, you know, nobody's perfect. But you know, and I was thinking about it. One thing that I was thinking about it, I don't know, I'm kind of just spitballing here, but it's like, maybe we shouldn't, like, even show the kid that shot up the school. His picture shouldn't be broadcasted anywhere. The court proceedings shouldn't be televised. We shouldn't give that person attention. And maybe it'll send the message to, like, potential and future school shooters. Like, hey, if I go shoot up this school, no one's going to know my name. No one's going to see my face. I'm not going to be on every newspaper. I'm not going to be in every magazine. I'm not going to be talked about all over social media. No one is going to know my name. They're going to know the names of the victims. They're going to know the names of the people that were tragically lost and the families. But as far as the shooter is concerned, he's a zero. Nobody's going to know his name. Because oftentimes I feel like, you know, in those people get to that point because maybe they're picked on, they feel different, you know, they feel like nobody hears them, nobody sees them. And so it's like, oh, I know a way that people can, that I can feel seen. I'm going to go shoot up a school and I'm going to be on every newspaper in the freaking world and in Time Magazine and I'm going to be on every blog and everybody's going to talk about me. I think we shouldn't even say their name and we shouldn't even show a picture of them. Nobody should know who it is. And I know that's tough in today's day and age. You know, that shit's going to get leaked out. But try to suppress it as much as we can, where it's like, we're not even going to talk about you. I thought that maybe that might help a little bit. I don't know. Listeners, correct me if I'm wrong. Your thoughts. I just wanted to weigh in on that a little bit. And, yeah, I mean, what sparked the mental health talk in the beginning of this podcast is I couldn't sleep the other night. And, you know, it was like 3 a.m. And I probably tried to start falling asleep around like 11:30. 3 a.m, I'm still rolling around. Can't sleep. I was feeling like a little panicky almost. And so I got up and just started like pacing my apartment in the dark. You know what I mean? Trying to like just clear my head. So I was like, maybe I'll just play some music. And the first song that came on was a song by Post Malone called Feeling Whitney. And the first time I ever heard that song, I was in rehab. You know, this is probably like 5 years ago. I was in rehab, and it was the first time I listened to the song. And when you're in rehab, you're in a very vulnerable spot emotionally. You're raw. So music kind of hits different in those moments. And so I remember listening to that song, and it made me feel some type of way when I was listening to it. And, it was the first song that came on. It was like I just put on a playlist that was like Can't Sleep and just clicked on the first one, and that just happened to be the first song. And it kind of put things into perspective for me. And, you know, I think it came on for a reason, because at the time when I first heard that song, was a way more difficult time in my life. And it kind of helped me kind of take a breath and be grateful for where I was at now. Even though I'm struggling, I'm still doing better than I was 6 years ago. You know, and that song kind of put things into perspective for me. And it, you know, made me kind of want to talk about it a little bit more on the podcast. And, yeah, I mean, I can start to lighten up a little bit. We went from mental health to politics to school shooters back to mental health. So I just want to kind of break the tension a little bit, and I wanted to play a clip. You know, we can all watch to kind of shake things up a little bit. So if you are not watching the video version and you're listening, like chest hair colored in with markers, and why don't we fire up that clip, Josh?
I would never leave you, but Daddy has to go. I gotta go though. No, I ain't gotta. Want to smush before I go? Yeah.
All right. You know, sometimes I need stuff like that to make me feel normal. Do you know what I mean? I need to see stuff like that to make me feel normal. And no shade to that lovely young couple that not only do that kind of stuff, but decided to film it and post it on the internet. Good on you. Good for you. Keep it coming, because I need it. I need that type of shit to feel normal. So I've been scrolling around. One thing about being friggin' depressed is I've been doing a lot of scrolling around on the internet. And I oftentimes see like these fake scenarios getting thrown out, like on these podcasts or like clips and stuff, where it's like, if I gave you $50 million, but you had to throw your sister at your mother from a moving semi truck, would you do it? It's like brain rot. It's like, can we talk about something else? Like, what are we feeding the kids? You know what I mean? It's like, would you rather be born with no arms and no legs or have a penis growing out of the side of your neck? It's like, definitely no arms and no legs. Unless I can remove the penis. Can I remove the penis? Do you know what I mean, though? It's like, can we find other things to talk about other than that? Would you, if you could only spend $30,000 a day. It's like, shut up. Talk about something else. Now I sound like an old man, a grumpy old man. Sorry about that. We can edit this out. The deep thought. The where am I going to go next? Because I'm out of notes now. Definitely encouraged to take more notes. I've been toying with the idea of trying out stand-up comedy, and I have been, I don't want to use the P word, I've been kind of scared to do it, I guess. You know, it kind of goes hand-in-hand with what I've been struggling with lately, like the lack of motivation, no drive, this lethargic feeling that I've been feeling, even though I've been turning a corner. I do feel good. I want to say that I feel good the last week or so, and I've really been trying to get things in check, and you know, so I'm not like currently in this state. I feel like I'm breaking through, but I've been you know, toying with the idea of trying it out, just giving it a go, because a lot of people have been telling me I should do it. And you know, I was thinking about it the other day, and it's like, you know, I'm excited to, like, deal with hecklers. That's one thing I'm looking forward to about the stand-up. You know, I guess you got to, like, write jokes and stuff like that, or maybe I could do storytelling, but I need to just get up there, get over my fears, and try different things out. I've been thinking about, like, how I'm going to deal with hecklers, too, where it's like, hey, listen, This isn't America's Got Talent, Simon Cowell, okay? You don't get to just stand there and judge me. You either laugh or don't laugh, okay? That's all. Those are your only options. You know what I think? I think the people that heckle at live comedians are more likely to kill their wives. You're more likely to end up on one of those Netflix documentary where you killed your wife and try to hide the body, all right? So sit down and shut up, Simon Cowell. But, yeah, I mean, you know, we'll see. I probably am going to take the road of, like, just trying it and not really, like, telling anybody about it and seeing if I'm good at it. And then if I'm good at it, I'll start telling people about it. I'm like, I need to do, like, less thinking and more doing. I need to do less, like, trying to figure life out in more living life. I don't want to end up on my deathbed and I spent my whole life trying to figure it out. You know what I mean? Like, this past, like, year or so, it's like I'm just trying to figure stuff out and I'm not doing anything. I need to do more doing. That's why I always get envious of people when I see them online, and it's like, you ever see those people in the wingsuits and they just jump off a side of a cliff and they're in that suit? They're in that squirrel suit. And all of a sudden, they're just squirreling down a mountain. I'm not saying I'm going to do that, but I need somewhere in the middle, somewhere in between just sitting around trying to figure out life in squirrel suit. I need to be somewhere in the middle. I need to do more stuff. You know, get out into the world, meet new people, travel, step outside of my comfort zone. You know, instead of, like, planning and thinking in you know, that's, I am a really deep thinker, and sometimes I think being a deep thinker can be a gift and a curse, and it doesn't always have to be both. You know, and it doesn't always have to be a curse. It's up to me to turn it into a gift. But lately, it's been a curse where I'm such a deep thinker that I just get lost in the thought rather than like just saying fuck it and going and trying something new. You know, and I think that would do wonders for my mental health. It would do wonders for relationships and meeting new people. I think it would do wonders for my content. You know, here I am just talking about it on the podcast. Hopefully, you know, I could take my own advice and turn it into action. But I was thinking about that the other day where it's like, you know, my whole life I've been just trying to figure it out. And I don't think that's a viable option. I don't think you can ever really figure out life. You can figure out certain areas of your life. But trying to figure out everything, it's like, you don't need to, you know? It's like I've been striving for perfection, striving to, like, always feel great, striving to be perfect. And through that, I've done nothing, if that makes sense. And so, you know, maybe sometimes when you say stuff out loud rather than, you know, thinking about it, it can come to fruition easier. So this is me saying it out loud, hoping that it turns into action where I need to do more. You know what I mean? I have had enough negative experience in my life and have had a lot of, like, regret where it's like, I don't want to be super regretful at the end of my life where it's like, I should have did more. I should have tried this. I should have did that. It's like I saw a video the other day. It was kind of powerful and interesting where it was just this kid going on a rant where it was like, on your tombstone, it just says the year you were born and the year you were died. The year you died. Year you were born and the year you died. And there's just a dash in the middle. And that dash is your entire life. It doesn't give you a whole buy-up of everything that person did and accomplished and all the people. It's just like the year you were born and the year you died and a dash. And it's like you got to maximize that dash. Got to do something with that dash. You know what I mean? And I don't mean like cure cancer or like, you know, wrestle a bull. I mean, just take advantage of that dash because it's all you got. And, you know, I oftentimes can find myself being like a pessimist where it's like, you know, I'm always thinking about what I didn't do or what I did wrong or what I don't have or, you know, reminiscing about like, oh, I just wasted my 20s and, you know, I wish I went to college after high school and had the dorm experience and, you know, maybe joined a fraternity or something. But it's like, listen, nothing I can do about that. It's time to, like, move forward, live life, and take advantage of that dash. You know what I mean? I want that dash to mean something. And so I'm trying to be more optimistic. And, you know, yeah, man. I'm liking the solo pod. I'm hoping, you know, the listeners are vibing with it. And I also need to back to like the stop caring about what people think stuff. It's like, you know, I really want to like interact with you guys in the comments. But it's tough sometimes because I've said this before where it's like I could have a video where I get like 5,000 comments. In 4,999 of the comments can be like, we love you. You're so handsome. You're so funny. You're amazing. You really helped me today. And then there could be one comment where somebody's like, this guy sucks. And it fucks me up. It ruins my day. It discourages me. It puts a little hesitation in like some of the projects I want to do or some of the stuff that I want to say or some of the videos I want to do. And it's crazy to think that I can have 4,999 positive comments and then one negative one, and it's the negative one that I let control me. What kind of thinking is that? That's wild. Do you know what I mean? And it's like, so I want to try like the post and ghost method where it's like, I don't give a flying F if I do a video where I'm trying something new and it gets 200 views, where I know I could just fire off a misspelled labels video and or like a silly, goofy video of like content that I've already done before, and it's going to get 500,000 views and people are going to love it and I'm going to get more followers out of it. But I could try to maybe do XYZ type of content and only get 200 views. I don't give a fuck anymore. I'm putting those days behind me. I'm taking advantage of the dash. You take advantage of your dash and do what you want with your dash. I'm going to do what I want with my dash. Oh, if that makes any sense. I understand that I have put myself into the spotlight. I've put myself into the public eye, right? And I'm not comparing myself to the fucking Leonardo DiCaprios of the world, okay? My ego's not that large. But anybody that puts themselves in the public eye, whether it's an actor, it's an actress, it's a comedian, it's an athlete, it's somebody that doesn't even have a massive following, but they want to post a video of their opinion about something, or, you know, they want to post a picture of themselves in a bathing suit, or they want to post a picture of themselves like where they're kind of feeling themselves a little bit. And it's like, oh, yeah, I think I look good. I want to post this. You know what I mean? You're inviting yourself to criticism. And it's always kind of blown my mind how people can just jump down people's throats so much. And I posted a video the other night where I was watching the Chiefs game, the opening game of the NFL season, and I said something about Taylor Swift being hot, and then there was a ton of people like, I don't think she's hot. Her music sucks. She's ugly. And it's like, this world is so fucked up. You know what I mean? It's like, saying something negative about somebody online is such a weird flex. It's such a weird thing to do to me. Do you know what I mean? Where it's like, hey, you're putting yourself up there. It comes with the territory. You're opening the door for people to do that. But even though it comes with the territory, I think it's a very weird thing for people to do that. And it makes me think of like, you ever see that meme during the Olympics where it's like a guy sitting on the couch with potato chips on his chest and like a pole vaulter screws up and the guy kind of laughs at the pole vaulter or whatever. Meanwhile, you're sitting on the couch eating potato chips and you're judging somebody that's in the Olympics. It's kind of the same thing with like anybody that's in the public eye where people talk shit about them. Just weird to me and kind of messed up. And it's like, would you say it to their face? Do you know what I mean? And even if you would, it's like, you know, psychology behind it. It's like you must kind of feel like shit about yourself, or at least feel like shit about certain aspects of your life. Or maybe you're just not the brightest bulb in the frickin' bulb factory. Do you know what I mean? I think people need to be less negative when it comes to people that are putting themselves out there. You try it. You put yourself out there. And it's like, oh, no, I would never do that. That's why you put, I don't agree with people that put themselves out there. You know what I mean? I have a family. I get up. I go to work. Cool. I understand. But, like, if you're not the type of person to put yourself out there and you don't open yourself up for people to criticize you, but you're going to go ahead and criticize somebody just because they're famous, just because they have a lot of attention on them, just because, you know, you're one comment out of thousands, so you feel like you can just give your 2 cents on somebody's looks or if you think something's funny or not funny. I think it's corny, and I think you're a loser. That's my opinion on that sort of stuff. And I need to stop giving a shit about what people have to say when it comes to negative stuff. You know, and it's not easy. And I'm not making it any easier on myself, if that makes sense, as far as the podcast is concerned. I start to, self-doubt starts to creep in. Without anybody's input, without any negative comments or anything like that, self-doubt already creeps in automatically. You know, that other side of your brain is saying, like, you know, does the world really need another podcast? Do people really care about what you have to say? Are you going to sound like an idiot? Are you going to look like an idiot? Are you going to have a bug in your nose? Are you going to say something that offends somebody? Are you going to get canceled? Are you going to piss people off? Are you all these things? You start doubting yourself. And it's like, I need to stop feeding into that side of myself and stop. And then, so you're already doing it yourself. And then some asshole in their mother's basement gives a negative opinion on it, and that just makes it even worse. You know what I mean? And it's like, if you're out there and you're afraid to try something new, you're afraid to put yourself out there, you're afraid of what people might think, just remember, it's just a dash. You know what I mean? It's just that 400 years from now, no one's gonna know your name. You know what I mean? It's like, you ever been in a social situation where, like, maybe you're far from home and you're like, I'm never going to see these people again. What do I care? You know what I mean? Maybe you're somebody who's, like, afraid to dance at a wedding. You know what I mean? Or whatever it is. It's like, we all need to do a little less caring about what people think. So that's my message to you for this episode. A random thought I had the other day about, and I know I was just talking about, like, being negative about people putting themselves out there, but I'm not being mean. I'm just curious about it. Why are we seeing so many women do squats? You know what I mean? It's like, if you're not a fitness influencer, like, you're just doing it as a thirst trap, right? Because if you're not, like, teaching us how to do a squat, why are we watching you squat every day? I keep them coming because I like it, but it's like, what's the psychology behind it? Like, are you trying to be motivating? Why do we need the angle that you're giving us? Why do we need to see you squat every day? Anyways, I just wanted to get that off my chest. Yeah, so I had an idea I got an inspiration from the Theo Von podcast. When Theo does his solo podcasts, he has like a voicemail set up where people can call in and leave voicemails. And then on the show, I can listen to these voicemails and respond. So people can ask me questions, or people can make statements, or people can tell a story, and I can kind of riff off of the voicemail you guys are sending. So I'm going to start it with my Patreon subscribers first and allow them to start leaving voicemails. And when they get tired of it, or everybody on the Patreon is done doing them, maybe I'll, spread it out to the rest of the people in the world. I think that would be a cool idea. This is my first time ever doing something like this, like a solo podcast. It felt good. I'm sure I was like rambling and maybe not making sense at points, but I'll get the hang of it. I want to kind of switch it up. You know what I mean? Where it's like sometimes I'll have Packy on, sometimes I'll have a special guest on, sometimes I'll have a reoccurring guest on, sometimes I'll do a solo one, sometimes we'll shoot it in the woods, sometimes we'll fly out to another state to interview somebody and do it at their house or, in a park, somewhere random. We're gonna, have fun with this and experiment, so thanks everybody that has been tuning in and listening so far. I appreciate it. The people that are here for the start of this podcasting journey. And I'm telling you right now, I felt better the last couple of days than I felt in a long time. So watch out, world, because you're going to be seeing a lot more of me. And if you start to get sick of me, like maybe I'm posting too much or, I start to go a different, just unfollow me. See you later. Don't care. You know what I mean? It's the attitude I'm starting to have nowadays, these days. But, I hope you guys enjoyed. Stick around. Keep coming back. Join me every morning for my morning walks. You know, hopefully I inspire some people to take some walks. Like I said in the beginning, I used to be like, why aren't you jogging? Why aren't you running? Walking's not going to do anything. Boy, was I wrong. You know, just walking the last 2 days that I've walked, I feel like $1 million. What a way to start my day. So I highly recommend it, highly suggest it to anybody. No, you don't even have to be like struggling. Like it can, you can always feel better. You know what I mean? So thanks everybody for tuning in. Thanks everybody for listening and being loyal subscribers. You know, I'm gonna be putting out more merch soon. I've kind of been trying to tweak it and get better at customer service and have more people help me and make it more fluid, and come up with different ideas. I think I'm gonna go back to doing like limited drops as opposed to just always having stuff available. And I'm adding some people to the team to kind of help me with it, so I'm not so overwhelmed. But anyways, thanks everybody for listening. Love you guys. I hope you guys have a great day, a great week, a great weekend, a great whatever, whenever you listen to this. And until next time, I'll see you later.
Good.